This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Tuesday as we have items sent to us from the Park County Sheriff's Office covering activity going back to last week. They include a traffic complaint occurring on Road 12. A black truck speeds up and down the road. RP would like to speak to a deputy. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Hates that truck. It's always speeding.
Yeah.
It's been up and down the road, and we think it's going over the speed limit.
Yeah.
But that guy thrown in prison. So, search and rescue. On the West Summit Overlook, the Beartooth Highway, 1101 notified of a truck over the embankment. Disposition canceled. It's an overlook. You want to overlook, not go into it. So he went over the top. There's a truck down there, and then supposed to be there. That's where the truck is. Traffic complaint, County Road 3EX. RP advised a white truck trying to pass them. Disposition assistance given. Stop doing 20 miles an hour. So.
And the guy gets right next to him, and that's when the first guy yells, "Go!" and stomps on it.
Yeah, let's go. Theft, Highway 295. Daughter tried to take RP's boat. Boat fell off. Disposition, CK. Didn't do a good job of taking it.
The inexperienced with boats.
Yeah. So
they're tricky.
Yeah. Well, you got to make sure it's on the trailer, and then you got to tie them down. So you got to get the things that attach to it underneath. So, but she just tried to take the boat. Then now there's just a boat sitting there on Highway 295.
So, sweet highway boat.
Yeah. And then me behind it waiting for it to pull over, you know. So suspicious activity. Mountain Vista Road delayed. White van, no plates. Male with a ball cap on. Saw it last week. Male tried to knock on the door, but RP didn't answer. Then pulled into the driveway. Disposition assistance, Kevin. They're peeking out the window and everything at him. Then the guy comes up to try to talk to him, and they're not answering. We're calling the sheriff.
I hear you knocking, but you can't.
Probably wasn't even wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Either. So, animal call other in lane 8. RP received information. The neighbor hit her horse in the head with a shovel. Disposition. See case. So, don't hit any animals in the head with shovels, people.
The only time that's acceptable is if it's a grizzly bear coming at you.
Yeah, that might be. Or even a buffalo charging you, too. So.
I don't know how much good you'll do with the buffalo.
Or a grizzly, yeah.
Mountain lion.
Yeah, so we...
Mountain lion, throw him a big ball of yarn.
Yeah, so, it's all they'll find, basically, is the shovel.
Yeah.
After they find sort of you. Miscellaneous assistance, Road 8. RP believes they found some sort of explosive. Disposition assistance given. Put that lighter close. Let me take a close look to it.
So. Should we set it off? Is that okay?
Could you light a match? I can't read that. What's it say? Ah!
Keep away from open flames.
Yeah. The assistance definitely given on that one. Yeah. Okay, we'll send someone out. So, theft, lane 10. RP says items have been stolen. Yep, that's a theft, all right. Theft, Highway 295. Green Polaris taken by daughter. I wonder if this is the same daughter. This time, unable to assist. We're not going over there again. Deal with you guys.
I've had it with you and your recreational vehicles. I'm
taking them all.
Guy's out there hugging his four-wheeler. Stay away.
They're going to leave maybe the go-kart, and that's going to be it. Nothing else. So, and then the sheriff's department, unable to. We're not going out there again. So, fraud-related, lane 14. RP says someone may have stolen her identity and applied for credit cards using her name. Disposition, see case. That's what they do, people. Yeah. You got to protect it like it's a little kitten. Just protect that identity.
So, and don't answer dumb questions like, what's your social security number?
Yeah. So, Let's see. Traffic stop, Sheridan Avenue. Right turn violation. Warning issued. Sometimes it's at a stoplight where you get some people who will just automatically turn right without stopping.
Yeah.
But the law says you can take a right-hand turn after stopping. Yeah. So, but people don't do that. That takes too long to actually stop somewhere. So, let's see. Banned vehicle, milepost 27. Vehicle left there for about a week. Disposition, assistance given. And then, you get a lot of those, and even campers that are abandoned, like this one, miscellaneous assistance, Deaver Reservoir, campers parked for over a month. Bureau of Rec told him to call Park County Sheriff's Office. Disposition, assistance given. So maybe they just figured they got a sweet camping spot.
I'm never giving it up.
Or maybe they're now living at the Deaver Reservoir. Which, it's nice out there, but, yeah, I don't know if you want to live there, so.
Oh, fish for dinner again.
Yeah. Let's see. And then welfare check, lane 12. Van parked for 2 days, concern for female's well-being. Disposition, assistance given. Won't go up there and actually look inside or anything. Don't do that. So, suspicious activity, road 2. RP states that a vehicle has been driving down the road multiple times. Disposition, unable to locate. They just don't get a lot of traffic out there on road 2, I guess.
Guess not.
Yeah, because I drive down the Willwood.
I was just going to say.
Multiple times. Don't call the cops on me, okay? I'm going to work or leaving work. Or going back to work.
Or, yeah, racing back. And I was trying to figure out, I think I made like 6 trips out here.
Yeah.
Just something was going on, something not working right. And
yeah.
And then, God, I hope I don't look suspicious.
Yeah, you were definitely suspicious. So, let's see. Animal call other. Occurring on Boehm Road in Cody. RP says there's a horse that he doesn't think is being fed enough. Disposition, see case. Okay, we'll go check on the horse. So, but got a lot of vets out there, so, or wannabe vets. Animal call other on Livy Lane. RP says that her neighbors allow their dogs to run in the neighborhood. Disposition, unable to assist. I think you can do that in the county.
I think so.
Yeah. They can run wild. It's just wild stuff going on.
You don't like those dogs doing their business on your yard?
Yeah.
Remember, Wyoming is a fence out.
Yeah, you got to fence them out. So, trespass complaint, County Road 3JC in Meteetse. White Dodge trespassing on their property. A good thing there's not a person, just the Dodge. Disposition, assistance given. And that's the first call that we got in Meteetse.
Wow. Is that guy on vacation?
Yeah, they must be on vacation. So, Elmon Roadway, lane 6, goat running down the road.
Everyone panic.
Disposition, unable to locate. Goats don't, aren't long marathon runners. As far as I, for me, it's my little study on goats, they won't be running very long. Yeah. So, and then they'll usually find something to stop and chew on. So,
ooh, look, a tin can.
Yeah, so it's someone missing their goat. Yeah, let the sheriff's department know it, but they're not going to send a car out there, I don't think. So, miscellaneous assistance on lane 4W in Deaver. RP wanting to speak to deputy about a situation that has been occurring with her neighbor and her livestock. Disposition, assistance given. All of them together.
Plotting.
Yeah, they're going after him, I think.
Yeah,
so
it's a conspiracy.
She's having the cows go after him. So.
And that one mean-looking cow, he's in charge.
Yeah, the one with the horns, probably. Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Stone Sheep Circle. RP has questions about traffic laws and his mailbox. Disposition, assistance given.
Well, traffic laws. Do I have to follow them?
And it's one of those where, he's got a checklist of stuff. So he'll go through it all with him. Attempt to locate Meteetse area. RP's husband went hunting around Meteetse, left a message for his wife saying he was really stuck. Yep. Not sure where he's at. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Should have some kind of plan when you're going out hunting, okay? And sort of know what your area is and where you can be at. So that will help people who are searching for you, okay? So just an idea. Let's see, motor vehicle crash, Appaloosa Lane. RP was advised by her son that a fence was damaged by a driver. RP was told the subject was picked up by someone. Disposition, CK. So they crashed into his fence and, come and get me. So,
and what, just left the car stuck in the fence?
Yeah, must have been. So, and then fence damage. So, drug-related, Irma Flats. RP said son is harassing her, won't leave the RP alone. Disposition, CKs. Mom, give me your drugs. No. Mom, I want your drug. No. I'm calling the sheriff. Mom! Probably, 40 years old at the basement.
Mom! I want drugs!
Let's see. Road hazard blockage, Highway 14A. Construction sign in the middle of the road on Beacon Hill. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So, welfare check, Road 6. Someone hit the emergency button on their phone. No answer on a callback. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Someone, it wasn't me.
Yeah,
my own phone. So, I wouldn't do something like that. So, and then traffic stop, Bighorn Avenue, Cody. Driver warned failure to use turn signal times two. So they're getting pulled over for not using their turn signal. And they go along and they notice a deputy behind them with the lights on. So they'll turn again and then without using their turn signal.
And I love the argument, too, most of the time is, well, you knew which way I was going to go.
Yeah, I was in the turn lane.
And, you only get a finite number of turn signal attempts there.
Yeah.
He didn't want to waste one.
No.
Disposition. Might need it down
might
the road.
Might need them later. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Need someone to chase your goat? Get a hold of Tim over at Aldridge's. He'll run that goat down. He's a goat whisperer. Anyway, appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter report.